Hiya, welcome to Miss Adventurous. Being a young 20-something working professional who was raised in a developed country, I know the saying, first world problems all too well. It doesn't mean I can't talk about them. I've grown up with the reputation that I've been handed everything and that I'm too young to know better. So often I've been excused from discussion about topics that have affected me because I don't have the resources or the life experiences that I should to be able to form an opinion on these things. So I'm going to go get them. I want to tap into the resources and share the experiences of the wiser generations so that I can help to shape and inform my views and yours if you'll have me. Coming from an Aussie background and as a female, the topics that I will mainly cover but are not limited to are equality and feminism in 2018 and what it's like to be a millennial with those views. The importance of patience, following your dreams and being a young person working towards a career. Young politics, the Australian media and what it's like to work in the media, spirituality and mental health. So if any of those tick your fancy, hit subscribe. So let's get into it. Hiya, I'm Tiff. I'm a radio announcer with a passion for peacocking. Surely you've heard the term before. It's when a male peacock uses his feathers to attract a mate. Peacocking involves using, normally it's a guy who does it, they'll dress really well, adapt their behaviour, be really over the top so that they can pull girls. Now, I don't really do that to pull girls. I just do it so that I can seem approachable, you know. I like the idea of making a great first impression. And most of the time, it works. I've recently started a new job on what feels like the opposite end of the country. I was living in Darwin, working as the drive announcer on Hot 100. We played a lot of the same sort of stuff that Nova does, for those of you city folk. The thing about Darwin is that it's always hot. No winter up there, just wet and dry. The average year-round temp is 32 degrees. Average, mate. And it all just depends on the humidity as to whether or not you want to leave the house that day. I'd been there for 2 years and well and truly become accustomed to the heat when I accepted a job offer in Wollongong. Yep, the coastal town just an hour away from Sydney that definitely feels the elements. As I say this to you now, I'm having to rub my hands together for warmth. It's crazy. So starting this new job with my peacocking fashion and everything else has landed me a few friends at work, but also some strange looks. See, when you meet work colleagues for the first time, there's an order of service that determines how well you'll be received in the office, something I'll touch base on in another podcast. So why am I doing this? Well, I'm making a podcast because I feel like I've got something to say. And yes, I am one of those self-important young people that always thinks that what I have to say is gospel and is amazing. No, I actually don't really feel that way. But I've been through some stuff and this is my own form of therapy and sharing that. And if by me sharing this helps you or someone that you know work through some stuff, mate, that is why I'm doing this. For months, I've been toying with the idea about what I should do this podcast about. Honestly, I've sat down and I've written so many documents about one idea and then just moved to another one. And then something else will change and the next week I'll change it again. I've gotten to the point where I just need to start making something. So if you're listening to this right now, you're listening to me talk, thank you for sticking with me. I'm amazed that you're still here. Hit subscribe, do us a solid because it's only going to get better. Anyway, back to the point at hand. For months, I was so unsure of what I should do a podcast about. I didn't want it to be a self-indulgent thing, but here we are. I'm being very self-indulgent. Thank you to Marcus Pierce. Now, he is an inspirational speaker. I'd just recently gone and seen the Wellness Base Camp, which was a thing here in Wollongong in the Illawarra. It happened down at Kayama, and it was so inspiring, and I just felt that I had to actually share something from the chat that I had with Marcus that inspired me to put this whole thing together.
I'd say to you, if you want to start a podcast, you've really just got to consider what really inspires you. Like, what do you find yourself talking about all day long? What can't you stop thinking about? What really, what books do you love to read? You know, they're all the things that I think is what you'd be inspired to talk about.
Mm.
Yeah, I don't think it's very logical. I think it's quite illogical, and you just follow what you really love. Because yeah, for me, it doesn't make it doesn't make a lot of sense. I'm 36, and I'm obsessed with longevity, or really just living a great long life. But I can't help it, you know. And the thing that you cover on your podcast would be something that you just can't help talking about. It's something that you just love.
Yeah, no, that actually really does make a lot of sense. It's one of the things that a lot of people will be saying to me, hey, you know, like, you should do a podcast, that's awesome. And I'm quite reluctant to do it because I guess what I love talking about is myself. So it's going
to
be...
Well, if you're sharing your stories, there's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
As long as it's not narcissistic.
Yeah.
You know, there's nothing... People love to know what other people are up to. It's just a matter of doing it in a way that, that adds value to others. If it's more about how you can help others by sharing your story, then that's valuable.
So here it is. This is lesson number one. Start before you think you're ready. I have no idea. I've been sitting on my hands for months trying to start this podcast, and I'm only just getting to it now. And for me, you know, it's a lot of wasted time. I'm kind of wishing that I started ages ago because I'd probably have an entire season of podcasting finished already. But I'm starting now. Here I am with the lessons that I've learned. And this lesson today is no more 0 days. I'll put a link to a really interesting article that was written on Reddit by a guy who pretty much felt like he added no value to his life. He said, I feel like a piece of crap. My job's going nowhere. I've got no purpose. I've got no meaning. And I've got nowhere to start. I don't even know what to do with myself. And this one dude commented, it's quite a long read, but it is so inspirational. And it is 100% worth reading. If you're at that point where I was before I turned this microphone on, okay? If you're thinking about it and you're not quite sure, all it takes is one tiny little action today. And then from that action, you do it tomorrow. No more 0 days. So the concept is that yesterday is the last day that you did nothing towards your goal or whatever it is that you wanted to do. Today, the fact that you're listening to this could be your tiny little thing. I think the one thing you should do is click on the link and read that article so that you can start putting in place and go, okay, tomorrow, I've read through this today. Tomorrow, I'm going to read another link that's going to help me get towards my goal. It could be something as tiny as watching a YouTube tutorial that could help you. And then the next day, it's like a snowball. It's baby steps that create the big things that happen. One thing that I really feel is change doesn't happen overnight. It never does. It's lots of little choices that make a big change occur after a long period of time. So the fact that you're starting, or the fact that I'm starting today, I don't know when the change is going to happen, but the thing I'm taking away from this right now is the fact that I have started. So good luck and have fun getting started.